Blog Talk Radio. And welcome to Awakenings. We are live. We are on air. And that was a bit of Monopoly. I hope you guys are hearing me. Let's see. Do I have sound? I hope so. Anyway, welcome to everyone that's listening via the Sacred Space of Empowerment Room. I love saying that. Also known as the chat room. And I think that was put by Tamara and... Rita, I believe, or Barbara, I'm not sure. But anyway, aptly put. Hello again, I'm your host and, as I like to say, co-pilot Michelle Mache. Well, we're going to be rocking a bit today. I'm sure a lot of you are feeling a lot of these energy shifts. I like to call them universal palpitations. And a lot of this also affecting the heart area. We're going to get into, dive into a bit of this today and also find out what's going on in regards to the solar return or solar, the solar eclipse that's taking place. Those of you that are new here, I see a lot of guests. If you would like to listen just as a guest, that's great. If you would like more interaction, all you need to do is sign up for Blog Talk Radio, just name and email, and then you can ask questions in the chat. And I also just ask, if you are asking questions in the chat room, if you type in caps so I can see it, or if I miss it, just retype it again or just put Michelle arrow something to get my attention that that you have a question or a comment. And if you would like to call in for readings or just to say hi, the number is 537-5392-5122. I meditated today before. I did a long meditation at the beach, and obviously I'm not totally in my body. Thank you, Sylvia. Love you, too. Oh, you guys and Tamara, thank you. I guess I should have done a grounding meditation after my ascension attunement. anyway, that number, everyone, 347-539-5122. Please press 1 on the keypad, and that lets me know that you have a question or a comment. I had a wonderful listener email me the other day and said that you never picked up the phone. I was waiting, and they gave the number, and I said, well, unless I run out of time, if I don't see that you've pressed 1 and the little flag comes up on the switchboard, then I won't pick up, because sometimes I do pick up, and then people are at work or whatever. They're just like, I'm just listening. So anyway, we just go with the flow here. So anyway, call back, listener that had called in and you didn't get your reading. All you have to do is just call back. We do readings and kind of tune in, chit-chat, meditation, at least 12 to 12:45, and then longer depending on the guest that we have as well. They're open to that as well. All right. And by the way, that wonderful song at the beginning, Gateway, is by our very own Monopoly, Golden Gate by Monopoly. So that's another thing. If you have music, anything that you want to share, send it to me and I'll give you a shout out, or send it to awakenings@selfinlight.com. That's awakenings with an S at selfinlight.com. We do have, I had a couple of you wonderful, amazing listeners, and you know who you are some wonderful appreciation letters, and I so appreciate that. Just hanging out with you guys all the time and seeing what's going on with you, how you're doing in this unfolding is really heartwarming to me. So I'm going to touch on a couple of email questions, and then we're going to get to phones. Again, the phone line for questions or comments, readings, is 347-539-5122. Press 1 on the keypad to let me know that you have a question or a comment. It's interesting. Last week we had somebody or a couple of email questions about synchronicity, and we have another one today by David. He said I could use his name. A couple of questions that he had, and then also on the heart chakra, we're going to talk about that, and the crown a little bit. I had a couple of questions about the chakras. David is asking that he's gotten a lot of readings, I always get psychic readings, and usually they're very accurate. I have found over the years, especially the last few years, that there has been less accuracy. Also, I tend to be having more synchronistic experiences, and I'm wondering if that is part of the shift. Okay. And just to put a little note about my my daily OM course, I do go into synchronistic timing a lot and how we are shifting out of a more linear time. And Divine Mystic Gail Powell gets on air, she can go even a bit more into this from an astrological point of view. So first question for David, and I bet a lot of people have this question. Yes, there has been a change in the way that we read. There still can be exact accuracy, you know, as far as time or time of event. But because we are being more activated, moving more from a emotional to mental state of being, which moves a bit quicker, and we are connecting more etherically, our experience of time is changing. And I'm sure many of you, and I'd love to hear any of your comments on this, if anybody wants to call in and share. Because we're being activated on this level, this dimension, more with an awareness of our multidimensional experiences, that also tends to alter time or our concept of time. So because we're moving out of the idea of linear time, that affects how we experience. So a lot of what we experience on this planet or this dimension is by group consciousness, or race consciousness, or mainstream consciousness. It's a group agreement over so many, you know, eons, if you will, that still is happening. That you can look at it as the Saturn energy. That is definitely very much still going on. But the Uranian energy, which was more the transpersonal energy, so beyond the personal, but affects the personal, deems that we experience more by event or sequence, which is really even more important, sequence of events. So one way to kind of track what you're going through right now in your life or see how long something is going to take is notice what's coming up around you. In other words, if you see a lot of people or you're bumping into people that are doing something or going in one direction and it happens to be something that you want to do, know that that's coming in sooner. That's one of the ways. So you get more resonance. Because, and Todd is even putting it in, let's see, the moon and the feminine goddess. Okay, I'll get to that. Todd is even putting in the chat room, it has to do as we're connecting more with the light body. Yes. So as we become lighter, as we lighten up, that lightens up our frequency. Our frequency gets faster. It gets more extended or more expansive as well. So look at it this way. It's like if you quickly throw a rock into, and even a very small, let's say, pebble, into the water, that little the velocity of that rock going in, or that pebble going into the lake, let's say, or pond, is going to ripple out a bit further and a bit longer because of the vibrational, because of the velocity. It's going to cause more vibrational pattern. It's going to cause more intervals of rippling out than if you took that same pebble and just lightly dropped it. It's still going to ripple out, but not with the same intensity. So as we have more light, as we receive more light, as there's more light pulsating, it's like droppers. If you have a dropper and you've got liquid in it and you're dropping it very slowly or very fast, so there's more coming out with more velocity or more frequency. And so that definitely does alter the timing. We mainly have timing anyway by synchronistic event. In synchronistic event, what it does is it shows you where you're resonating at. Synchronicity and resonance are very tied in. This is why it's really important not so much to focus on attraction, magnetic attraction. That's going to happen anyway. I keep saying this. This is, as vibrational beings, as soul beings, as spiritual beings, we operate by resonance. The resonance shows you what you're going to be experiencing, who's going to come into your life, and what kinds of experiences. Our soul design, our soul template, is based on a mathematical frequency or a tone or a group of tones, if you will, that radiate out and attract to us. Also, that's the same way that our subconscious mind works. Okay, so it's just a step down frequency when you get into the area of mind and then action. So because of this, because we are radiating at a more expansive clip, if you will, more expansive awareness, more expansive velocity or intervals, what we are experiencing is happening more intensely, or more quickly, or more slowly. Now, if it seems to be happening more slowly in your everyday life, or your material life, or your conscious reality, your surface reality, that means the changes are still percolating at a higher velocity very quickly inside. And soon, on the outside, or the outer you, you will experience this. So to some degree, we're holographic images. So we're holographic beings of light, if you will. So a lot of what we're experiencing is actually happening in thought forms, in theta, alpha, theta, and then beta waves. As it gets more into surface reality, you're getting more into the beta wave. As you go deeper into the consciousness or awareness, into more of a perhaps almost catatonic state, you're getting into those delta waves. So long answer for David there and anybody else that has this idea, we're integrating more and more synchronistic timing. Again, my Daily Om course, you can check it out on dailyom.com. I really go deep into this. The course is 2012, Navigate the Shift, but it's really about the soul alignment. It's about connecting to your soul template. How do you know what your soul design is? How do you align to synchronistic timing? Goes into your soul's purpose. It's really about the shift, about ascension and beyond. And again, I do go into the synchronistic timing. But David, yeah, that is the reason that you are experiencing. And also, as you ascend more, you're going to have more synchronistic events and situations, and you're going to have events and situations, or connect with people of similar type or focus in bunches, like grapes, because that's how we do our experiences here. They always come in a collective. We are a collective, so you'll always get, you know, that old saying, three or more. Things always happen in threes. Well, they really do happen in bunches, because that's how we experience. That way we get the full tonality of the experience. So we've got some really good questions in the chat, so I want to scoot back. What happens when you throw two rocks? Same thing. You're going to have that rippling. Now, if you throw them exactly at the same time, you will cancel out the sound, you will move into complete completion or complete isness. One of the reasons that our Earth perpetuates and these lower dimensions perpetuate is because, and we get a density, is because there's something just a little bit off. There's a lot of truth, but there's just enough untruth, because what disappears is truth. Truth, what we call as is. It's just like having a great philosophical conversation with somebody, and you know, hours later someone can ask you, what'd you talk about? And be like, I don't know, but I just felt so uplifted. So when things are just a little bit off, they persist, just like resistance. When we resist, what we're resisting persists. When we completely connect in with whatever we're wanting to resist, then it evaporates or disappears. You can try this with a metronome. If you have a metronome, right? And you clap at the exact same time that the metronome is moving, you will hear no sound. And that is the all that is. Because when we complete whatever it is on this dimension, we completely as is, we completely disappear, we completely evaporate, we go into the void. So try that with a metronome. It's pretty amazing. And Todd is also putting, we're tuning to your own frequency. Yes, that is a lot of what the ascension is. It's a rising above the dual plane or the polarity plane. It's integrating both polarities. You cannot rise above. You cannot ascend when you're resisting or when you're focusing on one end of the polarity or the other. I saw a wonderful Twitter quote the other day, or little Twitterism, a little bleep into the universe from someone, I don't even remember who it was, that said something to the effect of that you can't have positive thoughts without having negative, and that is very true. So people that are overly focused on the positive, only think positive, there still is the negative. And I really do hate those terms, but that's what we have to work with right now, because we are both positive and negative. The negative is the void, is the feminine, it is the prima materia, it is the void. The prima materia is the first matter. And as we came from the void, that's what the all that is the first expression or manifestation is wavelength or sound or vibration, and then the second is light form. So as we go back into that, there's less sound, there's a complete oneness. But of course we're dancing and playing with this dual plane. Okay, now who is asking about 2012? Saw a documentary on it and it was scary. Will it change be that bad? Do I need to prepare with food, looters, etc.? Possibly, but is it going to be that bad? What is bad? We're already in the shift. We've been in this shift since eons. This is you know, encoded within our DNA structure. That it's like saying this. I planted these rose seeds, and now they're going to bloom. They're going to bloom, and then the petals are going to come off. So. Yes, it is going to get intense, but it already has been. A major up-leveling of the shift started in 88 in the harmonic convergence, in 87, 88. And then we had another quickening. We started the quickenings in 2003. That's when we started getting more into the Aquarian energy. So I would say just, you know, they always say be prepared, you know, with like for whatever, earthquake or whatever. If you want to have extra food, stashed aside or whatever, if you want to be prepared on that level, monies, etc. However, what really, really prepares you is connecting to your own inner knowing and people. You yourself are your own best resource. You know, many of you have heard me share my story, and I'm not going to go totally into it, but during 9/11, I was to be traveling in the area where the, tragedy occurred, and I had 2 weeks previously not to fly. And one of the teachers I was working with, a therapist, everybody thought I was so stressed out and something's wrong with me, you must be really stressed. And I just said no, because I normally like flying. You know, if I had always been afraid of flying, then maybe I'd say yes, it was that. So again, as you connect more with your own inner knowing and know how to do that and know how to get past your own ego filters, you will know where you need to be and what you need to do. More of the changes are structurally happening, and I'm going to take a note because this will be great for Gail, the astrologer, to talk about as well as the solar eclipse, but Pluto and Capricorn. So structures are being dismantled, disintegrated, relationship structures, school structures, education structures, banking structures, stock market structures, real estate structures, housing structures, earth structures. There is this dismantling or this rearranging of energy. So that is taking place anyway. Let's get back to, okay, David, to finish his question, asked about the heart chakra and feeling more open. He feels like it's being blown open. We are having to relive a lot of things on the astral, emotional plane, the emotional plane of this dimension, the astral plane of other dimensions and other lifetimes. Since we're clearing and cleansing, you may be feeling old hurts, old wounds coming up to be looked at again, and to be, evaluated. We're in it, still in a evaluation mode. So that's why really until August, September on, it's really not a good time to make major, major decisions unless they've been in the works, unless it's something that you've been working on and contemplating or gathering or getting together. Now, Blair has asked in the chat room, the next, gateway, I believe he's talking about, portal of light. We've had, the gateways are extending, and I've talked about this, so normally they've been May, June, and November, December, but they're lasting longer. I describe it as the gateways, the portals of light. When we go through these gateways, it really is like an SLR camera. You know, old school, some digital cameras probably have the same. So when you take a picture, the longer the aperture stays open, the more light comes in. So what's happening is those portals of light are staying open longer. So we are in a gateway right now. And I've been getting a lot of emails from clients and people that I work with saying they feel this intensity in the energy. So in another way to look at it is a huge chakra. These gateways are vortexes. Anywhere where there's a crossing of energy, a vertical and a horizontal crossing of energy, when you put that in a 3D and beyond, when you make that more multidimensional, that cross, you will see that it's actually a spiral or a wheel. So that's why the equal cross, like in the Rosicrucian philosophy, if you will, or doctrine, is that as above is so below. It is the vertical connecting with the spiritual and also the material. It's being connected to the expanded realm or the transpersonal, but also being connected to the material and seeing them both equal, because they both are the same. They're just different reflections or resonances of the same thing. So we are, you could say these portals, there are inner chakras as well. They are us. There is no separation. So when you have these planetary shifts and alignments, it's also what's happening with us. It's just that the planetary form, obviously, it's a much larger form. So we have a small form. Our form in our denser physical body is quite small, but our etheric form, eternal, infinite. Great. Let's see, any more questions coming up, and we'll get to, I'm looking in the chat room. Okay, people got some good questions in them. Let's see, Sylvia, how come children are fighting more? Everyone is fighting more. How come that the children are fighting more and have those control issues at the moment? I would say you'll find everyone is. If you have children, you might be noticing it more with children. But they are feeling the intensity, also the uncertainty right now of what's going on in the world, globally, nationally, locally, and a lot of the injustices that are being seen are also acting on our younger, you know, compadres, as we say in Spanish, our younger friends, our younger companions, those we're entrusted to, children, friends, family, etc. They are seeing, and we don't see, this is why it's so important to do the emotional clearing, and this is why it is so important how all of us connect and meet, not just here, but other places as well, because we really need to hold the space and to show the tools. Our children don't have the tools. You know, now, mind you, we were growing up, I grew up, you know, it was a psychic channel. Yeah, I had to, you know, find my own way, but it was easier because there wasn't as much, you know, some ways it was easier, some ways it was harder. There's a lot more information, perhaps, but there's a lot more confusion. So my world, there was a safety net from which I could leave and take a conscious choice. I'm going to study transpersonal, I'm going to study spirituality, I'm going to study meditation, I'm going to do yoga, I'm a psychic channel, I'm a mystic, I have recall of past lives, I have other dimensional lives and teachers, I'm aware of this. So, but I could feel very secure to leave the mainstream consciousness or awareness or mainstream routine to go off on the path. Because that security was there. Now there's really no security, outer security. So it is making a lot of people very fearful, very angry, very irritated. And I would say work with herbs that bring a calm, work with meditation, work with your spiritual tools, and see where you can give our younger brothers and sisters. Maybe leave a book out. See where you can give them a hand or show them what you went through or what the blueprint is. But there still will be some fighting. Part of that fighting is a duality within themselves, as we're all fighting this duality, the dual plane. We're coming to wanting to come into that center point, that union within ourselves, which brings that peace and calm. So until that happens, there will be a bit of these extremes. We are in the time of the divine feminine. There is Gaia, the earth goddess, but we are moving into the universal mother father. And the universal divine mother energy is what will take us into, not excluding the divine father, not excluding the divine masculine, because we need both polarities to connect into the two, brings us into the Holy Grail, if you will. It's the complete completion or connection of Divine Mother, Divine Father, the male and the female, the yin and the yang, the masculine and feminine, the negative and positive, the electrical and the magnetic. Let yourself be more magnetic. But it is the Divine Feminine aspect that is needed, which means we need to be more receptive. We need to get into that meditative state. We need to learn to be led by our higher self. The ego needs to be less electrical, because there's so much electrical happening right now on the planet, with Uranus and Aries especially. The Aquarian age is very electrical. So if we're too electrical in our lives, then we're going to push things away, or we're going to cause a lot of conflict. Some of you may be seeing, and I did a post, I believe, last night on what to expect for June, and it goes into a bit of the summer months as well, that we're in a purification, the Kali Yuga. We are being cleansed, purified. It's the Divine Mother in many levels, the Divine Mother as nurturer, caretaker, but the Divine Mother also as Hecate, the goddess of destruction, disaster, of I can't take this anymore, no, you know. It's also the connect of marriage and union, so it is a coming together. But think of a shipwreck, you know, or think of pulling your hair out, you know, or think of putting your hand in a light socket and your hair goes up. You know how it does in the cartoons, and your hair stands on end or stands on end all around. We are being electrified. That's this intensification of energy. That's the impulse. And this electrification in order to draw it in and to assimilate it more, we need to become more receptive. So those are some of the energies that are taking place. Todd saying, I'm electrified. Yep. Kale, Kali. Kali Durga Namo Nama. Chanting helps too. I've been chanting a lot. Okay, let's get to those phone lines and let's see who is on air. Hello, caller number one. It's a Skype call, so it is you. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm well.
Good. 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 What's your first name?
It's Annette.
Okay. Hi, Annette. Did you have a question or a comment?
Actually, the comment, the question was that, oh, actually it's a comment. I'm actually trying to make some changes in my life, and I know that today is the new moon. I'd like to know, what can I do to get these changes going?
Okay, good point. Now, new moon is beginnings, just like with the waning moon as it gets smaller, it's a form of completion. So new moon is about opening up. And beginnings. However, you want to make sure whatever ritual that you're working with is that it's not what we call in my one of my traditions, a native shamanic tradition, empty. We don't want to have empty ritual. So in order to use the moon energy or any type of energy that you're using ritualistically, you want to make sure that you have things set up in your life to support whatever the new direction is that you want to go in. So whatever that is, if it's people or activities, resources, the new moon helps you align to the energy of beginnings. It helps align your intention, which is what ritual does. There are some wonderful rituals. One, I love working with fire through either working with a candle, lighting a candle at the precise opening of the new moon or thereabouts, inscribing it with what I want to have happen. And if you're going to, when you inscribe a candle, you also need to anoint it. And that means taking some kind of essential oil. I like using lavender because that is of the feminine essence.
Okay.
And taking that, making a very special time for yourself to really focus on what it is that you want to align yourself to. What do you want to open to? What is the new beginning that you want assistance in ushering in? And anointing the candle, and it could be just a small votive candle, and inscribing what it is that you want, and then lighting. So the fire, the light smoke and the fire from the candle represents spirit. So you're connecting with the spirit realm, the flame before the spark or with a small flame, you're aligning to the larger flame, and then allowing that to stay lit, let it go out or complete on its own.
Okay.
All right, Annette, did that answer?
Absolutely. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for listening.
Sure. Have a good day.
You as well. Blessings. Okay, we have another Skype caller. You're caller number two. Welcome to the program.
Hi, it's Nathaniel from California.
Hi, Nathaniel.
Hi, I'm just calling, wondering, kind of about finances.
Okay. Now, you are also, I think, that very good for you to do some ritual and connecting with the opening. Now, did you make a recent change? I feel perhaps maybe 2-3 years ago in regards to your work. I feel like there was a change that
it's
somehow...
It's a commitment on my part, I think, you know, just to reinvent myself and or to kind of commit it to myself.
Okay, good. That's what I'm seeing. Okay. And I know it looks like it's taking a bit longer for this to take place, but
exactly.
I do feel that, yeah, yeah. that's one of the things right now with this energy pattern, because we've really got it, it's really like, I almost call it like plops. Either things happen really quickly, or it seems very slow, like things are just dragging. And part of that is that synchronistic timing, that maybe what you need to do, others are not yet aligned, the people you need to connect with, or life situations. So in a way, things get put on hold, either side burner or back burner. And let's see what you need to do to get this moving a bit. Okay, well, I feel for you, Nathan, there's going to be a bit of a change from the, that's what they're telling me. Okay, that was right. As to how you envisioned what you're going to be doing. So I feel the renaissance that you're going through, the reinventing and the direction, is on the right path. There's just some subtle tweaking, some changes that have to take place. And I almost feel you know what it is. I'm not quite sure. Some of it may even be the area that you're in. You need to maybe move, or you need to do what you're going to do. Maybe you need to get up and get out of the house and do it differently. I do feel with you also there's something perhaps of connecting with people in the community, and that could even be by talks or letting people know what you do. Is this making sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. So you do need to generate that energy is what I'm hearing. So getting out, and whether it's a community center, a certain type of group, talking and letting people know this is what I do or this is how I can help you or let me give you this information. And then from there, it does show that things will start picking up.
Great. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, the call-in number 347-539-5122. Let's see. Todd is talking about the divine energy if it's suppressed. Yeah, we've had a lot of it suppressed, or we've had the non-life enhancing expression taking place. So it's really about getting beyond the shadow so that we can live or express or experience in that wholeness. This is really what this is all about. It's about becoming more whole, which is the soul design. And one thing I want to remind everyone, that the soul is whole, perfect, and complete. It is the expression or the play of consciousness within these lower, denser levels of expression and experience, where we have free will choice, that we start adding things to the mix, because that's what we're going to do as creator beings. I think this, I'll believe this, this will happen, let's create this. So we're releasing some of those templates, or dissolving, which are also called the veils, the 13 veils. We're releasing to get more to the soul design. That's really important. So whenever you're doing any inner work, whenever you're studying, it's so that you leave an imprint behind for those, not for ourselves as well, but those that come after us, that there are new ways of being encoded within the planetary system, within the Earth star, that new expressions that are more expansive or expressive can be experienced. This is what brings more awareness, more enlightenment. We are enlightened. We are of light. So out of the wounding, out of misinformation, out of free will, you know, it's kind of like in some ways a crapshoot, you know, what you get here, because we're all playing and learning. You know, God is learning of itself. And that's been part of the game. But the game changer has been, and this is a big part of the shift, is that we go back, we've learned as far as we can out of duality or opposition. It's done. If we kept on this path of duality and opposition, we would extinct not only ourselves but the whole planet. So in a way, if you look at it, extending all the way out of something, now we're going back in to play with a different game, a different reality, so that we still have our individuation, but in it with a different awareness of what that individuation really is, what that individuation really means. So Todd is putting, is also about the release of the suppressed energies. Absolutely, absolutely. I had today in my meditation, then we're going to get to the 510 caller. Any other callers? We've got 347-539-5122. Pressing 1 on the keypad lets me know you want to be heard. And then we're just waiting for our guests to get on air as well. And then we'll dive deeper and connect also astrologically. I look at it this way. If you had, I looked at it as an aquarium. Think of an aquarium with all that water, right? And you put your arm in there and you and fan your hand out so your fingers can move loosely. All of us, animal beings, rock beings, you know, everything, planetary beings, you know, human beings, we are those fingers. And the astral plane is the water. Okay, so out of that astral plane, we have the mental plane and then the physical plane. We extend out into denser energies. And so maybe those are the little rock formations and shells at the bottom of the aquarium. But if you look at our fingers are attached to our hand, attached to our wrist, attached to our forearm, you know, all the way up to the shoulder and the head, all the way up to source. So we are simply expressing and experiencing or having an outpicturing of a dance right now that is really of the astral plane or emotional plane. This is why some people that have followed, you know, certain beliefs about other beings that want the emotional energy or beings that cross over that stay very stuck to the denser plane that are addicted to the emotional dramas and expressions and experiences remain on the astral plane or those denser energy of the astral plane. But we need the astral plane. That is, it's a desire body. It's the catalyst. It's the electrical magnetic impulses. That's where they really begin to take hold and take form, emotional form and thought form. But it needs to be cleared and cleansed, and that's a lot of what we're all doing, those thought forms, clearing that astral dance. Hello, 510-748. Welcome to Awakenings.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes. What's your first name?
Sylvia.
Hi, Sylvia. And did you have a question or a comment?
Well, I did have a question. I have been working, just like the previous caller, for a long time on a goal, on a professional career goal, and I just can't seem to get to find what I want. I have been, you know, doing a lot of the things that you have mentioned on your show, like writing a list and meditating and focusing on it and, you know, bringing affirmations, and it's just, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Affirmations help what is and what you know about. They're not necessarily going to help.
Bring.
Now, yeah, and you say you're not sure what you want to do?
No, I do. I have an idea of what I would like it to be like. You know, for example, I want it to, you know, be involved with a little bit of what I do now, but, you know, where it's less, it doesn't feel like work, it's more like fun, you know, more something more exciting, something more I get to speak some of the foreign languages that I know and, you know, along those lines. But I don't know exactly what that looks like, you know, so I haven't found something, you know, when you're looking for a job where it says, oh, you know.
Yeah, what you need to do is continue. You're in the seeker-explorer phase. There's a wonderful book I use with a lot of my clients, Awakening the Heroes Within. If you look at the seeker-explorer, it's by Carol Pearson, Awakening the Heroes Within. Part of what comes out of the astral plane are archetypes. We all express an experience by archetypes, the Divine Mother, the Divine Father, the Emperor, the Empress, the Lover's card in the tarot. The tarot is based on archetypal energy, and we express an experience through archetypal energy. The shift, in a way, that's been occurring is about altering the images, and as Todd said in the chat, repressed energy, so repressed ideas, or forms or manifestations of those archetypal energies, we're releasing that so that we have more enlightened or more expressive or expansive viewpoints of our archetypes and how we out, how we live those out. So I feel for you, one thing that you're, Sylvia, that's happening with you, that's happening to a lot of us, and everybody listen well.
Okay.
Because we're in such a change, and especially, and Gail will be able to touch on this more when she gets online, Powell, the astrologer, is that Uranus and Aries, we're busting free. See, we're creating the forms, but some of these forms of expression, and that also means ways of relating, ways of being in relationship, jobs, positions, careers, aren't yet in form yet. It's up to us. See, we're think of the miners. You know, you go to California, go for that gold. Well, you get there and there's nothing there. Oops, I got to build a city. How do you build a city? Oh, I got to build a village, and I got to have this there, you know, and that there. So we are building it now. It happens through us. Those of you that have been seated here, the star seeds, the light workers, the way showers, one of the functions, especially if you're a star seed, is to seed the new consciousness into physical reality. Now, what does that mean is we have to futzy around and kind of do this and do that and explore and be receptive to receive the divine impulse that says, try this, mix this with that. You know, so actually in business now, they're terming this as hybrid positions, hybrid technologies. And what it means is taking two things, maybe somebody that's in this finance is in Wall Street, and they're also an astrologer, and they bring the two together, and they're the stock market astrologer, stock broker astrologer. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, Sylvia, you're falling into that. So it's not going to be exactly how you might have thought. That's why you're having to feel it out. That's part of the journey.
Okay.
Now, one thing I do feel with you as I am talking with you, I do feel with your language, I do feel it is something about gathering groups together, whether it's local travel or at a distance, whether it's for like a spa or health retreat or sacred sites. I do feel there is this group aspect to what you're going to be doing.
Okay.
I feel that it's working on your own, but also with a company. So you may start out with a company and then branch out on your own. All of you also that this resonates with, look at your local, even, YMCA or things like that, or community centers, and start new programs. Right now, the money may not be there as much, and I know things are, you know, tight economically, but to get the idea going, you may need to branch out more in a community level and then see how it takes off, and then begin to look for sponsorship or funding or grants or things like that. And I definitely feel that with you as well, Sylvia. And I do feel an international connection. So I do believe eventually it's going to take you out of the States as well.
Oh, wonderful. That's good to know. That's good to know. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Blessings. Okay, yeah, that's so much changing right now that we are in that flux and flow, you know, and that's one thing to remember, that in the middle of that, let's see, I'm putting something in the chat on. Gail, are you on, let's see, 818-324, because I had a different number for you. Okay. So it may not be, you may not be getting your immediate answers right now, but it's like a stew. You're these are various ingredients that you're putting in this stew or this soup, and you need to follow that. That is the divine feminine. That it's the inclusive. It takes it all in until something doesn't fit or doesn't resonate, and then that winds out. So, great questions, great questions. If anytime you want to email questions to me, the numbers or awakenings@selfandlight.com is the email. And then also, every Wednesday from 12 to 12:45, we do the dialogue and the readings. So we have with us today Gail Powell, whose life path is to facilitate self-healing. Through divinely inspired jewelry and using astrology and other intuitive tools, she's able to provide spiritual guidance. So I want to bring on Gail. Hi, Gail.
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
Hi, good. Great to it's rocking and rolling in the chat room. It is.
Oh, yeah, this is brand new. This is brand new energy coming up here. It's just wild with this eclipse happening.
It is. And can you, we've had some questions. Let's see. Also, if you do have questions, or especially about astrology questions or about the solar eclipse for Gail, you can call in at 347-539-5122. If we don't get to you, try next Wednesday. I do see some callers on the line, and we will get to you. Gail, let's dive in, because we've had a lot of questions in the chat about the solar eclipse, and what does that mean, and how can people best, I guess, prepare is a part of what I've been seeing in the chat.
Well, there's been so much that came up about the solar eclipse for me to share with you today, so whatever we get to, we get to, but because there's so much to talk about, period. But
I know,
this solar
eclipse,
oh, my God. I think everybody's catching on. I'm getting this, like, electrified energy happening through me. Anyways, this solar eclipse is going to last for 3 years, 3 2/3 years, 44 months. And it really, oh, my God, something is shut
is
down
that
that's no
is
longer
that normal
working
for that
us.
Long, though? Is it that no, is it? Are they normally
yeah,
that long?
Yeah, it depends on however long it lasts. That's how long, so if it lasts, say, for, it lasts, I think this one was like 3 minutes and 46 seconds or something like that. And so then that relates into months.
Okay.
And so depending on, you know, some last longer, we're still under the influence of some from 2009, 2010. And the really interesting thing, yeah, because something shut down wherever it falls in your chart, something shuts down and something, you know, that's not working for you any longer and something new begins. And this eclipse is at 12 Gemini, which is a black slave girl demands her rights of her mistress. So that translated from the Sabian symbols in my mind is saying anywhere that we haven't been being true and demanding our equal rights and equal relationships, and wherever there's been inequality happening, that slave girl is going to be demanding her rights.
Now, I've been seeing that. I love, a lot of times, get done workshops. It's funny. Well, I will see something psychically, and you've got it. It's the same. You'll see the aspects astrologically. I have been seeing a lot of that looking for equality, or if things aren't right, or if like one person's been carrying the load too much, there seems to be a bit of a rebellion, or even just a winding out, or just not working. Is that from the solar eclipse, or anything else astrologically as well?
That started with Saturn when Saturn went into Libra. Like I can't even imagine. I think it was like last year sometime. I'd have to go back and look. But
okay,
that's been a
so all of
for
it.
A while, and then. And then we just had Venus and Mars conjunct each other in Taurus. That, again, brings us into major, major focus. And this will be lasting for, like, 22 months.
Wow. So we have some long aspects right now that we'll be feeling the effects of.
Yes.
Now, Todd is putting in the chat, what does this mean for Gemini? You said a minute ago the solar eclipse is, did you say 12 degrees Gemini?
It's like 1102. So when Sabian symbols, they just round it up to 12, but it's at 1102 exactly, Gemini.
Okay.
And, you know, if you have degrees in your chart that are conjunct that or opposite, you're going to even feel this even stronger, and it will even be more important for you because it will activate, you know, certain, you know, planets actually in your chart. But wherever it falls in anyone's chart, these are still will be happening. It's just intensified when it touches the planet. And it's just more personal. I mean, it's personal anyways, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. So if somebody, would a Gemini necessarily feel this more, or not necessarily. It's just wherever it falls in your chart.
Yeah, wherever it falls in your chart, because we all have Gemini somewhere in our chart. So, but if you do have personal planets in Gemini and they're close to this eclipse, you're still going to feel it. And you're still going to feel it even as a Gemini. It just won't be resonating as strong. So it would be like when the earthquake happens at an epicenter and then 300 miles away. Do you see what I'm saying? You're still going to feel it.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes. So now somebody's talking about their north node in Gemini. What would that do with this kind of solar eclipse?
Wake up your path of destiny.
Ooh, wow. Okay. So this is serious. This is no joke.
Like, hello, knock, knock. It's time to get on the train of destiny and leave the past behind, because the south node is what we already know, and it's our subconscious, what we always go to, because we just, it's so easy for us. We already know it. And the north node is what we have to go towards and towards our destiny in this lifetime. And we don't know that one.
Yeah.
It's very foreign to us.
Yeah, it is foreign because it's unfolding. So how can people, with this solar eclipse, what is the best way to either prepare or align? What are some suggestions that you can have? It's 44 months influence.
44 months, Michelle, yes. And so it's also the moon is trining Saturn with this solar eclipse. So we really are having to take ourselves seriously. And we have to claim our authority and speak up for us and what matters for us. And so all of these things are things we need to be thinking about. You know, where am I selling myself short? Where am I the slave and letting the mistress ask too much of me? Or where am I the mistress asking too much and not giving enough back? It's all of that. And these are all the questions that we have to be asking ourselves. And whatever house this falls in the chart will contain this energy of these questions I just asked you, and where you really have to take yourself seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And with it being in Gemini, it's new information and viewpoints. It doesn't have to be substantial or not. It can be. But really, since Gemini is the opposite of Saturn, it externalizes through Gemini, through Sagittarius, I'm sorry. Sagittarius externalizes through Gemini, and Sagittarius is all about adventure, the broader view, you know, higher awareness. And so parts of our perspective and understanding as we know it are going to end, and new ones are going to be coming in.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Todd's saying, thank you, Gail. This is helping. I love that. Now, what if it's, because Gemini, what if it's activated in the third house? Got that, and then the seventh house, somebody's asking a question. Let's start with the third house.
Well, simply put, I mean, you know, since I approach astrology from a psychological point of view, on a mundane level, it's going to affect your neighborhood, your siblings, could be, you know, aunts and uncles, it could be your car, it's local trips, it's, but for me, on a psychological level, it's really how you communicate, how you think, the way you communicate, and it's really like school, like going to your lower schools, not your colleges or your higher educations,
okay.
But it's really about, you know, the lower mind and really getting control of it and learning, you know, what thoughts to allow in and which ones not to. So something like that's going to be looked at there with that. In the seventh house, it's going to be all about relationships. And
okay.
Maybe you've been giving too much in relationships, or you've been taking too much, or you need to become definitely more equal in your relationships with the this eclipse going off in the seventh house.
Great. That puts some perspective there. Okay. And then also, just for those that are just now tuning in, we are speaking with astrologer Gail Powell. You can reach her at divinemystic.com. And I'll put that back in the chat as well, but just want to let the people that are on air know. And let's see if we have some, Gail, up for some questions here.
Okay.
Hi. Okay. Hello, 562-326. You're on Awakenings. Hello.
Hi, I'm Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Should I give my birthday? Hi.
I don't know if you, how are you going to do sun and moon, or do you want to just talk on the eclipse? It's up to you, Gail. What is?
I don't know if you have specific questions, because I really, without having a chart and taking some time to look at it, it might be a little difficult for me to answer specific things. But
yeah,
know
and then also time wise.
Yeah,
if you know your chart, or if you have a specific question.
Yeah, I have a Gemini on the 10th house. I'm a Virgo rising.
Okay.
So how is that going to affect
Is it? Do you know if it's going to be in your 10th house? This is that 12 Gemini.
Is it
going to be in your 10th house or your 9th?
It's the 10th.
Okay, so really the 10th house is the professional face that you put onto the world out there, and it's also your house of careers or your house of career. So something about in those particular areas, is it touching any personal planets in your chart?
No, but it's sextiles Venus and trines Mercury.
Right. Okay, so there's going to be an ease and a flow for you of really awakening to what truly matters to you and expressing that through your career house, absolutely, for sure. And how you're thinking about, you know, really how you want people to perceive you, because your ascendant is really the face that people see you on a personal level, but your 10th house is the career and the professional face that people see you, like we know President, you know, Obama, whatever, I can't even say Barack Obama by, you know, his being president. Do you see what I'm saying? Does that make sense? That's his 10th house.
Okay.
I like that. Thank you for calling in. And why do you feel this is happening now? We have these aspects now, in a sense, working on us or working with us, I guess, or they're an aspect of us, actually. It is us working on us. What do you...
There's such a new energy coming in, Michelle. It's really a shift from the old paradigm into the new paradigm, and it really is powering down on forcing us to become the true core essence of who we are. And there's no let up. It's relentless right now, because we're all being forced to really truly identify with who we are, not who we think we have become or what other people have put on us. And whatever we're experiencing now has all been started in the last 90 days, and these eclipses are just going to help us let go of the past and move forward. So it's really all about empowering us to really be who we came here to be and to get on our path for to reap our divine soul blueprint and really activating us as who we are, not this illusion of who we think we are.
Yeah. It's interesting you say that. That's what I've been getting as well. It's really that aligning and activating. I'm so glad you said the soul blueprint. That's what this shakeup is all about. Okay, we have a question.
Yeah,
Go ahead.
Because we're clearing away old life factors right now. You know, something's lost and something's gained, and they bring losses and endings wherever they fall on our chart to benefit us. And with it being trining Saturn, you know, we're going to be taking on either new responsibilities or old responsibilities, but we're also going to be having to look at limitations and fears and authority figures. I mean, this is just amazing what's happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
And the next
amazing
lunar eclipse coming up is got to do with relationships as well. It's amazing. It's kind of like
a major house cleaning.
It is, and it's kind of like you have to know when to fold them and when to hold them and when to walk away and when to run.
Exactly. Oh, God, that's so well put. We have a question from Tammy Gale in the chart in the chat. She would like to know how you personally support yourself on a real practice life level during the new moon. Any rituals?
How does
Gale personally support herself on
do, you know, and you and your workshops really help facilitate this for me with just, you know, the candles and writing on the candles and using the essential oils and lighting and, you know, writing on the candles things I want to bring into essence. There's just so many wonderful ways to do it.
Mm. Yeah.
I do it different ways. Sometimes I just write things I want to release. It just depends a lot on what's going on with the energy of this new moon, too, or with this solar eclipse, because this is a new moon. Here's something really interesting that we could just talk about just briefly that would really maybe help everybody understand this, because the new moon and the solar eclipse prepares us for a new cycle, and it increases energy, and people are more receptive to new ideas, and it kind of lay the groundwork or plant new ideas and seeds. So wherever it falls in the chart, it can bring a new sense of regeneration, renewal, and spirit relating to matters of whatever house it falls in. And so new beginnings and new possibilities are always possible, and it's about being refueled and laying new foundations and new experiences. And it really has to do with the personal ego and identity and spirit and vitality. And all of these will be happening on this level with the new moon. Now, the full moon works differently, but this new moon works in this regard. And the last thing I want to say about this eclipse, and then we can answer all kinds of questions or whatever, is that this particular solar eclipse is happening with the south node. So this deals with past, subconscious things, like I've already said, what we already know and what we fall into. And so it might not be, the effects of this will be more unconscious and possibly more hidden from us until we really can get in tune with what's being shown to us that needs to be dealt with. And you can almost feel like an energy leak or a drain unless you realize something is required of you to wrap up letting go of these previous old experiences. So even if it's just saying, or recognizing that you now have clarity and truthfulness to what you need to let go of, we've got to release these ego desires and align them with the higher self now. Mm. And we've got to realize what's valuable and what's not, and what's working and what's not.
So is part of it realizing, if I'm hearing you right, what to value, what is that a part of this process?
It is, and it's interesting that this would fall on May 15th or 17th, I'm not exactly sure, but just last month we had this conjunction of the Mars-Venus in Taurus. And that deals with all of these same kind of energies. Venus is, and Taurus is all about what truly matters to you and what's most important to you and how do you want to make a living for yourself and what brings you joy in doing that. It's not about drudgery.
Yeah. It seems like we're all getting that message. It's time, you know, that the soul contracts are being revised, cut, completed, terminated, updated. Some are renewing theirs. I'm changing mine. I'm taking this time. Everyone,
so
take your time to change.
Are.
Right?
We are, and we really have to value us now, and we have to see where we've been betraying us, and where we haven't been true to us, and we really have to see what's being mirrored to us through other people, and we have to claim that and do something about it and not keep complaining about everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Now, you said, Tammy put a good comment, suffering used to be valued. It's not true for these times. Boy, that's
so
true.
No, not anymore. No, that's leaving that Pisces energy behind. We're going into the Aquarian age now, and this is huge. This is all about knowing that we're connected and what one does affects the other, and there's no more hiding what our gifts are. That's what this energy is all about. It's forcing each and every one of us that have been like the unwilling walk-up, you know, light worker to grab a hold of our light and start marching.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like pushing out. Now, Gail, something that you said I want to go back to. You said this solar eclipse is affecting our south node, or so where we've been, or it's affecting the subconscious. Can you talk a little bit more on that?
Yeah, that's a very interesting process when we're dealing with the south node, because we just fall into the south node. We don't really think about it. We just do it. You know, if we were victims, let's just say, in a lot of past lifetimes, and we just come into this life and we already automatically know how to do this, or if we give to a marriage partner too much, or if we are, you know, we just know we're the authority about everything, then we're going to be the authority. You see what I'm saying? And so that self-node really is what we've brought with us from our evolutionary past, and it's what we really know how to do. So when it conjuncts an eclipse, it's going to affect us in the way that we're, it's going to be happening on a subconscious level, because eclipses are the forerunners to change. And so as it, we have to start on this unconscious, subconscious level first in order to bring it to the full moon. What happens with this full moon, lunar eclipse coming up now, it flips, and now we can really run with it out in the open of bringing everything that we're like sowing these seeds in the unconscious and the subconscious level now, and what when we're looking to see where this black slave inside of us has not been taking care of us, then, and you know, or the vice versa, then with this new lunar eclipse coming out, then it's all about equality and really, you know, continuing to do that.
So let me ask you, so the solar, that it hides, and the lunar brings it back, or reverse?
The lunar,
so right now,
gets you in touch with it instinctively inside, within. It's not out in the open to see. And so it's hidden within. And so this eclipse will trigger that first, and then it will manifest out into the open. It happens on that lunar emotional.
So in the solar, but you're saying it's happening, but it's at a deeper level or subconscious level.
Right, because this is a solar eclipse, so you have to think about that. So the sun is being eclipsed by the moon.
So it's all that subconscious patterning, and makes so much sense.
So we have
it's all the
underneath.
It's the underbelly.
Yeah.
It's the deep ocean. It's the deep ocean stuff coming up.
Right, and then when we come to the lunar eclipse coming up next, then they oppose each other, and then it's all about equality. You got to have both.
Wow.
I mean,
wow,
you have to have both now, but right now you've got to do the work on the lunar level. Which is
so working working with the subconscious patterns, doing a lot of inner work, I would say.
The feminine qualities, the energy, the intuition, knowing all those things.
Wow. Okay, let's get to 718-318. Hello, you're on Awakenings.
Good evening, it's Amenti. How are y'all doing?
Hi, Amenti. And little one that's with you.
No, I mean, I'm pretty much an astrologer myself. I just was curious of about the Gemini energy in myself. I'm noticing that, I'm going to just say that this month I'm noticing that it's like a lot of, I'm all about business, and I'm thinking a lot about, like, old friends and stuff, like bringing them back into my life with people that I have cut off, but I don't understand why I'm thinking about people that I have cut off or, like, going back to talk to them again after it's been, like, a year or two or maybe longer. And I'm a Libra, Scorpio moon, Aries rising. I have, like, a whole stellium of Scorpio, and my sun sits in the sixth house, and it conjuncts Mercury and Virgo, if that helps.
Well, it's a little overwhelming at the moment for me to touch because there's so much going through my brain from the first part that you said, but I think you should
question.
I think, Michelle, I think you should handle the old people coming back into our lives again.
Oh.
I know that was
that
loaded.
Is...
I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. It's all good. We're all among friends. But I know, Gail, you must have felt me intuitively because I was thinking, oh no, there it is.
I'm like, Michelle, I can talk about it too, but I think you should talk about it.
I'll start with that, and then you go into your focus,
okay.
Gail.
All right.
Yeah, Amenti, everyone right now, there is we're in this like major, I call it like a retrograde. It's a re-bringing back, a reevaluation time. This is one of the reasons major changes or moves are not great right now until the dust settles and we acclimate to the energy a bit more and see more clearly and feel, as Gail was saying, very good point with the feminine energy, feel more clearly because there's a lot that's up. Right now there's a connecting. And it happened at between another gateway a couple years ago. This one I find a little more intense. Look at between 97 and 98, you'll find people and situations coming back around. Between 2000 to 2003 and 2003 to 2005, you will see a resurgence or reoccurrence of people that you've known in the past, either thinking about them calling out of the blue. It just happened to me today. I mean, it's been happening to me the last month. Either you think about them, there they are, but of those ages and stages, and you're to look and see what are you done with. This has to do with the soul contracts. What do you want to bring in more? What did you like about that situation or that person? Do you want to play again with them or in that situation? Or are you done? Are you complete? Was it not fulfilling? Maybe it was dysfunctional. Maybe it was reflecting the old pattern, like Gail was saying, we're cleansing from the old way of being. So it's really a handing back for all of us again, because we have free will to say, I'm going to go back into that again, or no, I'm done with that. I see the pitfall there. Or, yeah, this had something great. I want to take a bit of this. So we also had an interesting, on an astrological note, I believe 2000, we had a interesting Taurus alignment. I believe it was a grand cross. So it seems to, and that time, the 2000, we got, you know, a peek at what are your values, what are your true principles, what are your beliefs, what are you, where are you truly resonating, what's really right for you, and I feel it's coming back around again. So very powerful awareness to have right now, so that we do bring consciousness and conscious choice even to more what we're doing. Gail, any thoughts on this? I'd love to hear your take on all this.
I really, with the Saturn-Pluto square that's been happening, any of the old vestiges of anything from the past, because Pluto really digs down deep, anything from the past, anything that's been hanging on that we might not have finished up completely, and it's squaring Saturn, causes us to have laser focus on finishing up any part of this that hasn't been done, any karmic situations that need to be cleared, and everything that you were saying on top of that, because not all relationships need to be thrown away. Maybe they can be done on a different level since we've grown now, but it is always going to be a test to see what we need to look for, what's being mirrored to us in these relationships, because it is all about a psychological clearing out for all of us.
So it is a clearing out.
Yeah, it's a very core essence. This is so deep. It's just not like, you know, Gemini energy is like, you know, the god Mercury. He flies all around and he just tells what everybody's saying. And it's not like deep. It doesn't really have to matter if there's a lot of, you know, truth to it or not. And if there is, there could be, but it's not what's important. But with Pluto, it has to be about truth, and it has to be about what's important, and it won't let you stop looking at what it's forcing you to look at until you see at the very core, yes, I cannot be a victim anymore. Yes, I cannot, you know, allow people to step on me anymore. I have to find my voice. Whatever it may be for you, this is what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I find that. I find also it's also opening for support, being willing to get help, to ask, to open up to this experience and connecting with everyone and letting yourself off the hook. You know, we've been kind of, you know, out of that Protestant work ethic, we've been very hard, and the industrial area, we've been taught to be worker bees, factory workers. You know, it doesn't matter if you're working for yourself or you have the most cushiest or fantastic position, the mentality has been to live to work. Work, 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 work. And even if it's meaningful work, there is the creative or self-expression that needs to come in, which is of the soul. You know, and someone had mentioned earlier, playing and being lightening up and, you know, having that space is so important right now, allowing space. Because the work ethic left brain. It is the, you know, the divine father of putting our works into the world, which is needed. It's great, but, you know, we kind of overdid it a little bit, I think.
Well,
so
Pluto squaring
would,
Saturn, yeah. Pluto squaring Saturn is
it?
going to challenge that male authority figure type energy that's coming in, and it will also check to see, you know, what we built our foundations on and if it's real for us or not.
Mm-hmm. And would you say, Gail, whatever we built our foundation of, was it real at one point and it's changing, or was it never real?
I don't think that it was ever real until we build the foundation from the core essence of who we are. I think it's all an illusion because that core essence has never changed.
Okay. Well, I like that. Yeah, so building from the core. Amenity, I think you sparked a couple directions here, so let's go back to your original, just one question. Hello?
Well, no, I'm still here. I mean, my main thing I said is the business thing is the main important thing. You just answered the question about going back, but the business thing seems to just be like knocking at my door really hard. Like, what am I doing wrong? What it's like almost criticizing myself about that. Am I, you know, trying to conduct my spiritual services and everything?
What house is the eclipse going off in again?
Are you asking me?
Uh-huh.
Well, my Chiron's in Gemini and my second house, yeah, if you're
asking
that.
Your
second
house is in Gemini?
Mm-hmm. My rise is Aries, so my Gemini's ruled by the third house, but my Chiron is in my second house.
But 12 Gemini is actually in your second house?
Yes.
So what's being asked of you is to really look at what's mattering most to you and how are you valuing you and where are you not valuing you and where are you giving too much, where are you not giving enough, where are you taking too much, where are you not taking enough. But this is all about you personally and your values. This isn't about anybody else but you and how you think about them, how you communicate your values to other people, how you communicate your values to yourself and to partners. It's all about that.
So it's like, I see what you're saying, like my relationship with, okay, I see what you're saying.
And is your Chiron in Gemini?
My Chiron's in Gemini, and my North Node's in Taurus, yes. My Chiron's in Gemini.
Is it conjunct this eclipse?
That's what I didn't do. I didn't see where it fed and fit into the eclipse.
What is the number of your Chiron?
Oh goodness, you got me with that question. I know all my degrees.
Okay,
but
if it is conjunct your Chiron, this is double healing of wounding for you. Because Chiron is the wounded healer, and Chiron is the wound that never heals. It's like having an Achilles heel. And so wherever, you know, you're with it being in Gemini, it's going to be in the way that you think. You don't value and how you communicate and your own thinking enough. You don't take enough value in really that your words matter and that you have a voice and that you need to sing your song. This is all part of that Chiron wounding. So since you can never really heal that Achilles tendon, you have to learn to live with it, and you have to learn to become comfortable with expressing it, even though it might not always feel natural.
Wow.
Can I ask you just one question as an astrologer? Why do you think that the Scorpio energy can just, like, go into this deep, dark place of depression sometime? Like, why does the Scorpio choose to kind of stay stuck there? If you know what I mean.
Scorpio energy is going to hell. Scorpio energy can take you to hell, but it has to take you to hell in order to transform you like the phoenix that comes back, you know, from the dead.
Right.
And Scorpio energy is the only energy that I know that feels really comfortable going into these deep, dark things. They love to be scared. They love horror movies. They love all this stuff. Now, to a Pisces, I'm going to look at you and go, are you out of your mind? But see, Scorpio energy likes that. They have to feel these intense feelings, these intense emotions in order to feel alive. So don't fight it. Become friends with it and say, okay, this is what I'm experiencing. This is what I'm feeling. Feel it. And then go to the opposite of what do you want to bring in.
It's 8 degrees Chiron, by the way. I just found it. It's 8 degrees.
Yeah, so it is definitely going to be conjuncting this. And so your Mercury is in what sign?
Virgo.
Okay, so this is going to come back to really how much are you giving service to other people, and are you being discriminating about who you're giving it to?
Hmm.
And a lot more. But that's just a simple version.
Yeah.
I think as you sit with what we've talked about today, a lot of this will just kind of start to filter in for you because it's a lot.
There's a lot. Take it in. Thanks, Amenity, for calling.
No problem. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, great to hear from you. Boy, Gail, great input. I think a lot of what you're saying could be for a lot of people, too. It seems like this keeps coming up about the valuing yourself, not stopping or suppressing yourself.
You know, and this Pluto energy is really bringing like-minded people together. So, you know, we're losing the ones that are superficial and not really haven't been resonating or vibrating in our frequency, and our frequencies are changing. So we are leaving a lot of those that aren't frequent, you know, aren't vibrating with us anymore. But we're really connecting with like-minded people, and so we are all are coming together and experiencing a lot of the same things right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is that, it's amazing. It really is that clearing and cleansing on that level, and we're being, literally squeezed. Literally squeezed.
We're in a vice that won't stop, and it's only going to get more intense. And the people that around us that you see that are not really willing to open their eyes and aren't really wanting to see what's happening, it's going to just keep getting harder and harder for them. So prepare yourself for this. You can't make it your own problem. We've got to be focusing on us now and how to fix us, and that's all. Because that's the only thing we can offer them is to show them how to do it. You can't tell them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know. I had something today with it's been a while with a family member, my dad. Dad, are you listening? But I'm like so over. I'm like, I don't have the time right now to do. So I just, it completed on its own. I did my own inner work on the situation, and I just see where,
that's
you know, the shortcomings.
That's gotten a lot now. Oh my gosh, it's so interesting that you brought that up, because I'm really finding that in my own life as well. Things that you would normally want to end a certain way, or that we've required to end a certain way, that feel like we've had an ending to it. It's not working that way anymore. It's happening on an inner level.
No.
And we're having to let go, because maybe the other person isn't ready to let go yet, but we are.
Yeah, or just let it however it unfolds. And it's funny, I had a chance to bring up the whole thing and get to closure and talk it out, and I just said, oh, forget it, it's just fine. And it just was like, it was just poof, it was gone. So, we're really all being, guided from such an inner level that I feel like the ego personality, just all it can do is just, it needs to learn to be receptive. How can you be receptive and not have to hold on to the old ways? Like you said earlier, Gail, I thought that was so apt. The old ways. We can't, hold on to the old ways of doing things. I mean, sometimes you may do something like that, but it can't be a rigid, we always have to do this, or we always have to say this, or it has to come to this conclusion or that conclusion,
Well, with the Uranian energy changing and going into Aries, it is all about a new awakening, a new way, a new cycle of being and thinking and acting and, just taking action. And there's this battle that goes on between the old ways and the new ways. And like, okay, well, you might have needed to do that way before, but we're not doing that way now. We can do it this way, and you just need to get over it.
Exactly.
And
that's it.
This dialogue is going on all day long, no matter what it's through.
Gail, we
are
finishing up. We've got one more minute. We've been talking with Gail Powell. Amazing astrologer, jewelry designer for jewelry for impact.